We are Simian, the evolutionary collective. You are asking this question, how can we remember who we are and reclaim our power? In asking this question, you are recognizing that you are not your entire selves, and you are not being in your power. And this is an important realization that you are making in asking this question, and therefore we congratulate you in this consideration. With every great philosophical and spiritual question, there is in your world a dichotomy expressed. Therefore, when you look at this question and consider it, you must understand that in order to remember who you are, in your world, you must forget who you are. And in order to reclaim your power, you must relinquish the power that you have given the exterior environment and your ego identity. This is what we speak of. As in your world, you have relinquished your true being and remembrance of who you truly are, and you have given your power to the external environment that has created that identity that you think you are. And thus, you must let go of that illusion that you experience in this world. And you have been given this opportunity to experience this illusion in order to express and find the true expression of your soul being, which is who you truly are, as a being in connection and wholeness with the universal consciousness, which is what you might call God or the source of all. And this is who you must remember, the being that you must remember you truly are, in order to reclaim that power that is inherent in that beingness, that oneness of interconnectivity of your soul with that God universal intelligence. As each of you is an expression thereof, in your unique expression of that God force, you each have a particular and special qualities of the power of that universal consciousness. So even within that whole oneness, you are each a beautiful and unique expression. And you can see this as the wholeness of the universe is expressed in your three-dimensional reality. You can see the beauty and the wholeness of the expression of God. However, you have forgotten that you are a part of this expression, and that everything around you is that spiritual expression of godliness. So in your trying to remember, you must give up the fact that you think that you are separate from all that is the godliness of your universal expression, all that is around you, every being that exists on the planet Earth, in every cell and every molecule, every rock, every piece of wood, every tree, every bit of metal, every house, every car, everything that you experience on your planet is an expression of God or source consciousness. It can be nothing other than that. So in order to remember who you are, you must remember that everything is who you are. And again, that may seem as a dichotomy, because you are trying to think that you need to remember yourself as separate, when what you need to remember is that you are not separate. You are all caught up in this idea of your individual identity. When your power is not in your individual identity, your power is in your individual expression as a part of the whole, and you see that as incomprehensible when you are bound by that identity that you feel is you, which is your ego identity, which is governed by the external environment that has told you what you need to be. You can let go of this entirely, and then when you do so, you will find the true power of yourself, of your self-consciousness as this expression of the whole. It may appear complex, and you have a hard time conceiving of this idea, again, because of your misconception that you are separate. But it is time in your cultivation of your evolution to recognize that your power is within the unity of your consciousness with everything around you. So you can begin to remember who you are by remembering what everything is, remembering that you are of everything that is in your physical universe and beyond. And remember to look to the space between the objects or the separateness that you perceive with your consciousness as it is perceiving in the three-dimensional reality of everything around you, the space between. Look to this space to see that there is consciousness in all and that everything is not as separate as it is, appears, and it is that the space between that actually creates the seeming separateness of everything around you. But if you look to the space between, you notice that you see, and you can begin to see the energy in the space between that actually connects all of the beings. And we recommend that you do this out in a space of nature, where you can look between the trees and see that there is energy between the trees. And you will begin to develop your consciousness to the matrix grid of the reality, which is all of energy. It is all energy that creates even the trees and the grasses and the birds that fly between. And it is all the energy that you can see, be sense between, that you begin to recognize the interconnectivity. And that it is the space between that allows the space for the physical beingness of these objects. You see, including yourselves. And thus you are all connected by this space between. And therefore there is no space between. Again, another dichotomy. So whenever you ask a philosophical question, always look, what is the opposite, and that is what I must do. It is what I must be at some level of another. So when you are looking at the separateness of things, and you are trying to understand how you can be interconnected, look at where they are connected, and that is the illusion of there being nothing between you and the tree, but space. You see, there is no such thing as this space that you think you see. And this is where you can begin to develop a consciousness towards understanding that you are a whole oneness with everything in your environment. And as such, you will begin to remember that you are not separate, and that you are this power, and that you are a power of a creator, that you are a creator, just as the God consciousness source is, and that it is consciousness itself that is governing your reality. And that you are not separate from any other consciousness within your sphere of understanding, and that your consciousness affects the tree, and your consciousness affects the stones, and your consciousness affects your neighbor. How would you like your consciousness to be spread within your environment? And this is where your true individuality actually is empowered. Because when you recognize that you have this power of consciousness, then and only then can you understand your influence and reclaim the power that influence may have. Because when you think that you are powerless, and when you think that you are just this identity that has been created by your society, Then you have no power. Then you are powerless. Then you are governed by our external forces, and your consciousness has been diminished. And although you feel separate and special, you are not separate and special. In this case, your true individuality, in other words, your true unique spirit, is not expressed within that reality, within that sense of separateness. Your true spiritual power and individual character of being, as an expression of the source energy, is only developed and only truly understood and empowered in itself when you understand that you are a part of the whole and that your consciousness has all the power in the universe, all the power of the God force. And that as you recognize this, you see what happens. Many say, well, what does that mean, that I, you know, there can be evil done with that recognition of that power? And the answer is absolutely not. And this is such a misconception in your world, because once you recognize that you are part of the whole, you cannot, in your wildest imaginations, imagine damaging yourself in this reality. The consciousness that develops when you understand your interconnectivity to it all and your unique expression within that, you can do nothing but develop a consciousness that has everything and every being in reverence. It is that sense that develops of oneness with the universe can only elicit within your being a higher level of consciousness that only wishes the most positive vibration to all. You see. And as you begin to recognize the power of this consciousness within this whole of the being of the universe, you begin to recognize that you are much more than just what you have experienced in this plane of reality. As you tap into the wholeness of your unique consciousness within the whole, you begin to tap into all of the experiences that whole has had in other lifetimes within this reality. Perhaps many, perhaps thousands, some of you. Perhaps only a few on this planetary reality, but perhaps many, many more on other realities. Maybe your soul consciousness has developed beyond the physical reality that you experience, and you are here as a helper for the raising of the consciousness of planet Earth and humanity, because there are many of you that are what you may call star seeds that have come from other realms, other planetary systems, other dimensions. So you see, as you develop this consciousness within your three-dimensional reality to expand yourself beyond the limitations that you perceive, and you recognize that you are a part of this super-consciousness, you become the super-consciousness. And you are then able to tap into the larger multidimensional self that you are, in fact, a part of. Now, in order to do this, you must be willing to let go of everything you thought you were, and everything you think that this world is, and everything you think that you are supposed to be within it. And this is what the authorities or the misconceived on your planet, and that includes many of yourselves, want you to believe, is that you do not have this power, or they are afraid of the understanding that is inherent in this knowing. And this is a key understanding for you to have. There is no negativity and evil in this understanding or this misunderstanding that from those of you among this planet that want to keep the human race at a state of unknowing. It is just an unawareness, just as your unawareness keeps you in disguise. Are you evil because you do not know who you truly are? Is anyone? The answer is absolutely not, because there is no such thing as this evil as you speak of. There is only a lack of awareness of who one truly is. And so in that sense, if you are going to call unawareness evil, then you are just as evil as any other. How you express yourself is your choice. How you use your awareness is your choice. How much awareness you have is your choice. That is all that is of significance in this question. So you must decide every day, how much of my true self in the true consciousness of the universe will I be aware of? How much of this do I choose to bring into my experience? And you say, well, that sounds easier than it is. And it is only as easy as you decide to make it, and as hard as you decide to make it, if that is the case. So you must decide for yourselves. How difficult will it be for me to recognize that I am my own power as a consciousness in connection with the God Source? Which means just to separate, and here is another dichotomy, yourself from what you thought you were and what you think the external environment is, and to reclaim your inner truth and to look within in order to find answers. All of the answers are there, because as you look within and as you recognize yourself within the space between and everything connected, you begin to hear the words of your true self, of your soul, of the universe. You begin to hear the song of the trees and the birds in a new way, because they are all a part of you. And you begin to communicate with all that is around you on a very different level. And this is when you become in unison, in cooperation with the beautiful being of Gaia that you live upon within energetically. And this is where you develop the power of her force within you, and you become an aspect of her creation that is in unison with all of her amazing creativity, you see. As she too is a unique expression of that God Source. And you within her are given the opportunity to be a part of her expression, and you of her. So together you can continually and do create the world in which you live. And so in order to reclaim your power, you merely need to recognize your inner truth and the interconnectivity of your being with all, and begin to communicate with everything around you on that level. And allow the answers of your soul to come through. And disregard the external influences that are not you. Can you do this? Of course you can do this. This is what you are meant to do. And as you do so, you recognize that power of your consciousness and you become the true being that you are. You recognize your multidimensional self. And you recognize the power of your consciousness to create your environment in unison with all the other beautiful soul expressions that are of the God Source. And this may seem rather philosophical to you, but yet you are asking this philosophical question, so to speak, a very spiritual question, so you obviously recognize that this is where the answers are. That you have not been told of your true power by your education system, by your advertising system, your marketing schemes, or whatever have you that has governed your understanding. Your financial system is a complete fraud in the sense that it has nothing to do with the true expression of what humanity is. You all often have dictated your own self-worth by this external thing called money or finances, and you think this is how your worth is measured, and this has nothing to do with your true being. You will not be wealthy in the truest sense of the soul until you let go of the illusion that you think is wealth on your planet, And we will just say that because we understand that so many of you are wrapped up into that illusion. You will only gain the true abundance that is naturally yours everywhere in the universe, and until you recognize the power of that consciousness to be that, within that. You will be within that automatically as you make yourself in tune by recognizing the true power of who you are. And it is as simple as that. Yet it is a process that you are going through. And this is okay, and you may fall back into the illusion. But it is your sole purpose in being here is, in fact, to have this recognition of your power as a consciousness. So go about it. And as you make efforts each day to have this recognition and to start listening to your own soul and not all the forces around you, you will be remembering who you are, and you will be reclaiming the power of your true soul consciousness. And with that, we wish you all the brightness of your true spirit come forth into this reality, and that you are sharing that with others, so that they may blossom as well.